This goes to Caitlin, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Geitman. It's G-E-I-T-M-A-N. N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-775-1640 regarding Mary Rentz, R-E-N-T-Z. Date of birth, April 19th of 1953. Dear Miss Geitman, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Rentz with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and metastatic endometrial carcinoma. It's not in remission currently. It's actually metastasized to her lungs. She has just started tamoxifen and P-E-N like November, T-O-X-I-F-Y-L-L-I-N-E. 400 milligram twice a day for treatment. She's currently not having any side effects from the new medications, and she will continue to follow with Dr. McLean, M-C capital L-E-A-N, through the University of Michigan Cancer Center for treatment. Since her last visit, also her gabapentin was increased from 300 milligram once daily to twice daily. And she's not using any oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She's had no dizziness or headaches, no chest pain, palpitations or dizziness, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, no blood or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no incontinence. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or wheezing or sputum production. Physical exam, her weight is 197 pounds. That's a 3-pound decrease over the last 7 months. She was last seen by this practice August 24th of 2021, and blood pressure 127 over 65. Labs, most recent lab studies were done March 16th. Of 2022, and her creatinine is stable at 1.1. Estimated GFR is 49, albumin 4.2, calcium 9.1, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.3, intact parathyroid hormone is mildly elevated, 94.3, hemoglobin 11.5 with normal platelets and normal white count. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, stable creatinine levels and no symptoms of uremia. She has metastatic endometrial carcinoma and she's started new treatment per Dr. McLean at the University of Michigan. Hypertension is well controlled. The patient will continue to have lab studies done for us every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll avoid oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.